Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Wild game with Boston and Toronto. The Red Sox won it in 13-6-5. Bunch of home runs. The rookie, Chavis, and this guy, Tellez, for Toronto, they were, like, trading home runs, right? In the, I guess, in the 12th inning or something or whatever. What was it, top of the 13th? Is that when Chavis hit it? Because Tellez had hit one in the 12th, and then I think he finally hit one in the 13th that won the game for Boston. And they're both rookies. Boy, they were hitting some bombs in that game. It was in Toronto, and it was, some shots to dead center. I did see a Drake out there naked in center field in the hotel in Toronto, running around in his hotel room trying to get on television, selling the game six. He was doing a little, future there, a little look ahead to game six. Toronto will host game six, so they're getting ready for that one. And he's the ambassador, so he gets to do all the self-promoting and promotion of the team. Far be it from me to ever get in the way of that guy's fame and fortune. Congratulations. The Raptors held serve. It's 2-2. The East Finals now have a best of three. Milwaukee minus 250. Toronto plus 210. Carver High, you've told me multiple times that it's all over but the shouting. The Bucks easy.
No way the Bucks lose this series. 60-win Bucks? Not going to happen. Come on.
Boom.
60-win Bucks losing? No way.
It can't happen.
It can happen. I mean, they'll win tomorrow, win Saturday.
Do you think they'll win big tomorrow?
Oh, as big as it can get.
40, 50?
As big as it can get. They win big.
Some team in my league tonight won by 50.
Bucks, no problem tomorrow.
Always good for the league to have one team beat another one into the ground by 50. You know, rub it in their face a little. Yeah, I wonder if they shook their hands after the game. Nice game. Actually, it wasn't a nice game. Thanks for coming. Anyway, Dan Gilbert, they got this guy talking again. Did you see this guy opening his mouth?
I love
again?
Getting this guy talking.
Oh, my God. What is he doing? He did an interview with the Plain Dealer and he with this guy, Terry Pluto, and he answered a bunch of questions about LeBron. He said, with LeBron, quote, there was a limited shelf life in terms of his age and his contract commitment. It's a win now at all costs. It all revolves around the son, which is him. And then he said, whatever pressure comes with it, it worked out. We won a title.
It worked out. Do you think so, Dan? Did it work out? First city, the championship the city had in what?
They went,
60 years?
They went to three straight finals.
Did it work out?
What did they go to? Three straight finals?
I mean, honestly.
Or was it four?
You know what? It worked out. Do you think so?
Was it four in a row? Because they won three out of four, right? They lost to the Cavs in 16. So, now what? Five straight. They're going finally against someone else. They played him four times in a row. So, and I guess that wasn't enough for him winning that NBA championship. You think he made any money off of that, Gilbert, in Cleveland with LeBron around for all those years? He should be so lucky that he came home and played for him, right? Do you just get the feeling he doesn't like him? I mean, he just shows his true colors, doesn't he? Just sounds like he just doesn't like the guy. The NBA all-defensive team was announced. Giannis, Paul George headlined the first team. You got, right? Is this the first team? All-defensive, here we go. So what was it? Paul George, Rudy Gobert, Drew Holiday, Klay Thompson, what? Bledsoe, Smart, and Giannis, right? Is that it? And then the second team I'm trying to figure this out. Oh, first team. Okay, oh, all right. So second team was Drew Holiday, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kawhi Leonard, and Joel Embiid. The first team was Bledsoe, Smart, Giannis, Paul George, and Rudy Gobert. There's your all-defensive team. Mafia, I'm a little surprised that I didn't make the all-first or second team all-defensive team, especially with my defense tonight. 7 boards, 2 offensive boards, and a shot intimidation, shot-altering defensive style play tonight.
Well, hey, if James Harden get votes for first team all-defensive NBA, why can't you? Anything's possible then.
Right. Why did he get votes for all?
He got vote for first team all defensive. I think even second team votes for like Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving. Like, they picked some of the most ridiculous guys to give votes to. Obviously, I'm sure it was their beat writers that did it, you know, showing them the love. Right. It's insane that some of these guys got these votes.
855-212-4227 if you think Pharrell's first team all defensive.
Gerald doesn't. We know that.
NFL asked teams, your boy G in Houston, he does not believe in my defensive prowess, he said last night.
You got work on your game.
I told people tonight at the gym about Gerald's phone call yesterday. I said, a guy from Houston calls me up with his, I love his dulcet tones, Quiet Storm DJ. Gerald's got the Quiet Storm going. And he said, Pharrell, your offensive skills are obviously on display. But at the other end of the floor, I see absolutely no defense. There is no defensive skills. Or something like that. He basically said I suck. And defensively. I was hitting that pop tonight, though. I was hitting them shots, son. I had it all going offensively. But if you lose, you're a loser. And then the chicks don't sleep with you after a loss. I noticed that I don't get any leg when I lose. You got to win to get leg. Are we on the air? Check 1-2. Leg. Summerfest. 1-2. Carver, are you working on your calisthenics already for the trip to Las Vegas? June 18, 19, and 20th. I will return allegedly either on the 21st or the red eye on the 20th in a hammer.
July 18th, right?
Oh, what did I say?
You said June.
Okay.
Only reason why I mentioned that again is because when you shot me the text today to say that it was a full go, you had said June, and I went, he means July. And then
I got it right, didn't I? It's July.
July 18th, yes, through the 21st.
So I got the fight right.
Is July 20th.
July 20th, right?
Yes.
All right, there you go. That's when we're going. July 18th, 19th, and 20th. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I am home on June 19th. That's when I'm going to that graduation.
Two months here.
All right, so have you begun calisthenics at all or any leg lifts or calf stretches?
After the holiday weekend, we'll get.
So you're going to ride it out through Monday, and then you're going to hit it.
Yeah, we'll get ourselves in order.
All right. The NFL asked teams to stop the Oklahoma. Did you get your swimsuit ready for the trip, by the way? Got to have your lube and your swimsuit.
I got a couple ready.
Have you picked out your blazers for the trip at all?
Yeah, I'm only bringing three. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
Boom. NFL asked teams to stop the Oklahoma drill, which is legendary, where teams have high-impact drills, including the iconic Oklahoma drill, where they go and try to kill each other running through. It's been used far less frequently in recent years, but players making full contact, a pain. It hits a defender against a blocker who's trying to make room for a ball carrier. Teammates and coaches usually surround the drill area to create a battle-type atmosphere or arena. Are you a fan of the Oklahoma drill in football, Carver High?
Look, it's pretty much, why don't we just get down to it? They don't want anybody touching each other anymore in practices, OTAs.
Or in games. You're not allowed to hit the quarterback.
Games. I mean, look, it is what it is. I get it. They don't want concussions. It's football. These guys got to hit each other. Don't you feel like there's been more injuries in the last 3 or 4 years, now that they've stopped all contact? Don't you feel like there's more injuries? I don't know.
Oh, so you're saying that since they've stopped all the contact, there's actually more injuries?
Seems like it, doesn't
it? I actually think there's just always injuries in the NFL. It's pain day for a reason. It's just always injuries. And it starts now. OTAs, we've already had Reuben Foster go out. training camp. I predict what, five? Are you going to go over under five for major season-ending injuries this year at training camp? I'm going to go over.
Oh, you always take the over.
Ezekiel Elliott needs to wisen up before the NFL places him in quiet time. Carver High is not having it anymore, this behavior, at the Las Vegas Music Festival over the weekend. Your boy Zeke was handcuffed and then got into a little incident with the chest shove. Did you?
Nothing.
Have you ever seen the chest shove where you get up into some dude's grill and you give him a little bump? Like, do you remember the night Mafia didn't I get into it with the guy out front here and I gave him the bump in the face?
Say it with your chest.
I think there was a bit of an overreaction in that Zeke thing out in Vegas.
What about mine? Oh, when a guy backed into my car, Mafia, how did that go?
Not well. Thankfully, I was there to prevent further altercations.
I was going to smash that dude's face in.
Yes, so thankfully I kept you from getting arrested that night.
And he was a fat ass with a big mouth. You know what he needed? He needed one of these where he sneezes.
That's exactly what he wanted you to do, so he can call the cops.
Oh, and all the cops are fans of the show. You lose. Anyway. How about this? They're going to give Zeke a gigantic contract. He'll be the highest paid running back in the NFL despite all of his shenanigans. Always in trouble. Cheeky shenanigans.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah. Cheeky.
I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
So Jimmy G is going to be cleared and ready to go for training camp. And Jerick McKinnon, who I've never heard of. Is that some kind of star running back for the Niners, Jerick McKinnon?
Not star running back, but I think they gave him a pretty good contract in free agency last year. He's the one who filled in for Dalvin Cook in Minnesota when he had his knee blowout, had a good season, so they brought him over to San Francisco.
What? Oh, so who is he?
He was playing in Minnesota when Cook had his knee problem the first season.
So what did he do? He went to the Niners and got
hurt.
He
didn't play last year. He got hurt in training camp.
There you go. He got hurt in training camp. The Honey Badger is the victim of a $5 million extortion attempt by a family member, according to federal court documents. This 21-year-old is accused of threatening to reveal personal information about Matthew, according to documents of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana. That sounds like a television show. The guy allegedly ordered Matthew to enable to put $1.5 million in his bank account within a week before upping the demand to $5 million. The guy said he would contact TMZ if he did not receive the money. He is described as a family member and close associate of Matthews, sent a message to his friends and said, I want 1.5 mil by Friday or I'm going to kill all of you. He also told Matthews' agency he planned to make a sexual misconduct allegation against Matthew. He's not identified in the court records, Matthew, but the EAG sports team that represents Matthew told a TV station in Kansas City that references to TM in the filing are to the Chiefs' safety. It's a private and personal family issue. The guy has been released on a $25,000 bond. He's next due in court June 21st. His charge carries 20 years and a $5,000 fine. Wouldn't it be great if the guy got 20 years for making the threats? I think he deserves 20 years, don't you? I mean, just because no one cares about him to begin with, why not throw him away for the rest of his life? If you threaten to kill someone and extort $5 million from them, or you're going to call TMZ and tell them lies about some sex story, do you think he deserved to go to jail? No? Just let him go do anything? Because I'll guarantee you what he's going to do next is shoot him dead. Just so you know, the guy that doesn't get his way, now he's been humiliated and arrested and got out on bond, and now you know what he's going to do? Now he's madder than hell. Now he's looking for, I guarantee you that guy's looking for total revenge, right? Because he's already a loser to begin with. Man, we are just handing out male organ awards tonight, aren't we? I mean, honestly, it's sex toy night on the bench. Roger Goodell today had a big Key Biscayne press conference. He said the NFL will gather its own facts, thank you very much, in the Robert Kraft case. Boy, how about that case that just keeps on giving? It'll never end, will it? I mean, is this not the most painful? It's like having a cold. It really is the most annoying thing. Just let him go already. No one cares about the old man going to the rub and... Ooh. Hello. Ron Rivera very optimistic that Cam Newton will be ready for training camp despite his shoulder surgery. Didn't he have shoulder surgery? I think he had the surgery. And one other note I put in here, Carver High, very quickly, is that your boy, Greg Olsen, has been cleared for everything. I think he makes that team so much better. I really do. With McCaffrey and Olsen and Cam Newton, they are a good team, if you ask me. I like them.
I agree. They're better when he's healthy, but I don't know how much more that's going to go on.
But he's a hell of a – I think he's been a hell of a tight end in the NFL. And you know what? How about if they finally give up on him in Carolina, which I doubt they'll do right now. But if they do give up on him, you know where he'll end up, don't you? New England. He'll have two 1,200-yard seasons with 12 TDs. You know that's coming, right? And the NFL will not interfere with the Tyreek Hill investigation. And they say that the child is the league's – priority. Nothing like saying all the right things, even if you don't mean it. You don't think, Carver High? You think they care?
It's hard for me to say they don't care, but I don't know what they can do about it.
Did you think I should be first team all defense, Carver High, or no? You're thinking more like fifth team?
No, I've seen those clips, too. DeGerald's absolutely right.
Cherry picker. Cherry picker farmer. 855- 2124 CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I love Carver High because he tells it like it is. So, like, I just told him, so when we get back from Vegas, I'm going to, like, San Diego 3 days later. And he goes, I don't give a Pharrell about your stupid vacations. And I was like, all right. I'm like, we're going to Vegas, coming back, and I'm going right out on the road again. But he's like, I don't care. But your happiness, your trips, your plans. He's like, what time do I have to be at the airport? And, where are we eating dinner Saturday night before the fight? Try to eat. Remember that one place we went, Mafia? We always go to the what's it called? The Hecha or whatever in the MGM, the Spanish place. And then we get ripped off. We have like two tacos for $100.
Yeah, what was it? We used to have like... three tacos, tableside guac, and one margarita, and it was like $100.
$100 for six tacos and a guacamole.
We ate that other place at the MGM, me and you, the weekend of the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
We ate it. Where at the
MGM? It was a bar that's by the sports book.
Oh, the tap
where
room.
I got the big beer. Yeah,
the tap room.
Big beer in there.
That place isn't bad. Their burgers is pretty strong.
It was pretty good.
I actually like. Were you there with me? Who was there with me? Mafia was the because they turned who saw you? Were you there? You were there with me when we were. Who was at the MGM with me when we saw
Spandex Nation? I was
yeah,
there. Yeah,
you were there.
They turned the game thing into
right. It's a bar.
Well, yeah, it's a bar. It has all the different games there.
Video
yeah.
game or they have like games.
They had
now.
Some. Yeah, they
beer
said
pong.
There was something else. It wasn't like a Western bar or something like that. And they turned it into like a game bar, like nostalgic '80s video games and stuff.
But it's cool. They have live bands there now.
Right,
too.
And they have like giant beer pong right. and things like that. Yeah,
a bong. What?
No, that's in the head shop down the block.
Oh, all right. Great from Juju after saying he'll make himself available to the media in 2019 anytime they need him without any restrictions. I'm not going to be a clunk. Something about his garage door.
We'll see how long that lasts. They go on like some losing streak and they start blaming him. He's going to take that back real quick.
So when he said I'm not going to be a clunk, do you think he was referring to Antonio Brown being a clunk?
Yeah, maybe just a slight bit.
Some changes. The kickoff times for divisional playoff week, and I know you're concerned about this next January, will change to 3 p.m. Eastern and 6:30 Eastern, same as the conference championship games. In addition, the single header rule is eliminated, so all markets will get three games every Sunday. So I think that's for the whole season, right? So every week in your market where you live, let's say you live in Boston or LA or wherever, there's gonna be three NFL games always, right? On Sundays, you'll get like maybe two games at 1 o'clock and a game at four, right? Automatic. I thought I got that anyway, right? I just wanted to say the Red Zone channel is the greatest thing ever invented, including the popcorn popper and the Edson Diesel.
Well, you don't usually get that. I mean, like, that's mainly for us here. I mean, a lot of other cities they probably do, but New York, where you have the Jets and the Giants, a lot of times. They'll black out one of the time slots.
You had a blackout, Mafia? When? Last night?
They won't give us any games, you know, when the Jets or Giants are playing. They won't give you another game, so you get, you know, screwed over that way, especially if one of them plays on, like, Sunday or Monday. You just lose one of the 4 o'clock or 1 o'clock, depending on when it is. So
I never watch those teams. I know that's your
team. You get the big
team.
Package. You got the big money, so you just get the every game.
Well, I don't watch the Jets and Giants. I just can't bear to watch them. I just... No offense. I know you're all well, I know Carver
Hyde. Sometimes I can't bear to watch
Carver Hyde don't watch him, but I know Jay and Mafia do.
No, but you got to understand, if you don't have the package and you don't have it and you
that's
don't
all you
have,
got.
If you're in New York and the Jets are playing at 1 and the that's Giants are playing at 4, those are the only games you're watching.
You're at their mercy.
That's it.
Well, or you can't afford to go out to a bar and watch all
well,
the games.
If you want to go do that, if sure, you can go do it. But if you don't have the package and you don't have the Red Zone channel, you're watching whatever they give you. And if you're in New York, they're giving you Jets and Giants.
What do you watch? Do you watch the Red Zone channel or do you get the package and watch all the Bills games?
Well, no. If I'm at home, I'll have on one TV the Bills game and the other team the Red Zone channel.
But you get the package, so you get the Bills game.
Sure, I get the package.
That's all that matters. You got to have your team on, right? Right. I love the, you know, Carver High's always been a big fan of the package.
Sure, I pay for the package.
I'm glad you get to watch your team every Sunday. The Raiders have cut Landry Jones. Jesus, stop the bus. He was vying to be a backup to Derek Carr, who I heard this week said he's the Raiders quarterback forever. Did he not say that this week, that I'm the quarterback now and in the future? This is my team. Done just a great job here since I've been here doing nothing. He was on a roll when he broke his leg, though. Remember? He was really playing great. A lot of people thought they would have won the Super Bowl that year. And then I just wanted to say your boy Didi is back. What was he doing? He extended spring training game the other day, but he had like dehydration or something.
It's okay. He's still 2 months ahead of schedule.
So. 2 months ahead of schedule. I'm excited about him. And then I told you earlier tonight they've shut down Giancarlo Stanton again for another 2 weeks because he pulled up lame. I think something with his calf. He thinks he first hurt his calf last week when he was hit by a pitch near his left knee during a live batting practice. I mean, is this guy not becoming the biggest femme ever? Like, this guy never plays. It is unbelievable. What does he make, $325 million? And he never plays. I mean, he never plays. And he's got this chiseled body like he's an Adonis, like a Greek god. And meanwhile, the guy can he walk down the street without getting injured? I mean, honestly, can he go to his driveway to get the newspaper without pulling up lame? I mean, he has turned in the biggest P performance, if you ask me, for the Yankees I've ever seen. He's had Whitson. Honestly, when are they going to start just booing his name when they mention it?
Hey, if he does it for one more year, he could become Cespedes.
Oh, my God. Speaking of femmes, that guy, he's another one. How do you break your ankle walking in your backyard? I mean, does that happen? I step in dog cable in my backyard, but I never broke an ankle. Knock on wood. Seriously. I saw my wife sleeping with a scarecrow last night. Is that a problem for my marriage, do you think, at any point? No? Anyway, Mavi said it was the worst thing I ever did was take down the scarecrows because all the birds cabled on my wife's car again today.
I thought you were going to get the owls.
I got scarecrows because they were cheap. I had them in my garage. They were Halloween fixtures.
You need to go for the owls.
I swear to God, the day that we took down the scarecrows and the balloons, all the birds came back and cabled all over her car.
Why'd you take them down?
Because she didn't think they were working. Meanwhile, they never cabled once on her car.
Proved her wrong, didn't they?
She's never wrong, Mafia. I thought you knew that by now.
Just mistaken?
Yeah.
That's what my dad used to say. I'm never wrong. I'm just mistaken.
Yeah, it's true. You have to ask your girlfriend well in advance if you'll move into my house in late July, too, by the way. I know how excited you are to work with me on being a helper with my dog. Look at his face. He's like, Jesus Christ, not again. I want nothing to do with that. Mafia, just live in my house. Have sex in all the beds. Things like this. You'll be fine. All the booze is yours. All the weed. Wait, are we on still? Check 1-2. Grind out a one-y. Check 1-2.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I'm reading this story about Carolina, the Panthers, and this Tepper guy and gambling. Did you read it?
I only really got through the beginning because it was so long. I just wanted to get the basic,
right.
you know, try to get the
a lot of
premise
it
of it.
Had to do with sports betting. Okay. Right. But it seemed like a lot more of it had to do with, like, I get it. It's a sensitive issue and everything in the Carolinas. But it sounded like there was, at some point or another, it became a battle for land, and it became a battle for, is there, I sense there's some kind of theory or thinking that they would move to South Carolina.
I believe that since this guy's come in and taken over, he wants to make it more of, you know, both Carolina's team. You know, he doesn't want to make it exclusively a Charlotte, North Carolina type of deal. He wants right. to have South Carolina more involved in, you know, the Panthers.
So a lot of it's about gambling and casinos and tribal land
right.
and gambling. Very interesting.
And they also have in there, which is, you know, obviously we've talked about this a lot. With the 1 year anniversary just came up of, you know, the sports betting
right.
getting put in everywhere.
Right.
That really the only place where it's made a difference is in New Jersey.
Right.
And everywhere else, it hasn't brought in the revenue that people were expecting, whether it be West Virginia or the Mississippi, a couple others that have
right.
it, the revenue hasn't been as good. But those states also don't have the mobile betting, I believe. So.
Right. But Jersey's just pounding.
Right. Jersey has made their expectations plus some.
How much do you think it'll affect New Jersey if they finally pass it in New York?
Going to destroy them.
So New York, if New York gets sports betting, it'll destroy New Jersey.
I mean, destroy, but I mean, it's going to cut into them big time.
It'll cut into it because people won't have to go to New Jersey to make a bet.
Right, and I think a lot of people do right now.
Well, I think they all do. So,
right.
But why is it that this state, it's so unbelievable to me that this state, which is so democratic, right? It's so unbelievable to me that they haven't caught up with the times and that they haven't allowed sports betting. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Same thing with marijuana. I mean, like, what are they doing? I thought this guy Cuomo is always bragging about how they're ahead of the curve and everything in New York. They're ahead of nothing, okay? They're ahead of nothing. I mean, honestly, sports betting should be everywhere, certainly in New York. Are you kidding me? But they'll let you go to the bodega and buy lottery tickets and cigarettes till you're blue in the face, right? I'm surprised they don't sell dope in there and crack at these bodegas. I mean it. The Stanley Cup final schedule, so they start Monday, then they play Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, and then the if necessaries are Thursday, June 6th, Sunday, June 9th, and Wednesday, June 12th. It always gets done, if you remember Carver High, around no later than June 15th. It ends.
Yeah, that's usually the absolute max.
Will Tuukka Rask, who's played his best hockey of the season in the playoffs, will the extended rest after the Eastern Conference Final hurt him or help him? Rest.
Help him.
Pound for pound rankings are in. Carver High is very excited to go to the Thurman Pacquiao fight at the MGM in Vegas in late July. But he is not, it would appear to me, I'm checking his pound for pound rankings right now. It would appear to me that he has not put either fighter in the pound for pound best.
I haven't even heard of some of the guys on that list.
There you go. Lomachenko is the number one fighter in the world, and then Terrence Crawford, number two. Canelo, number three. I have no idea who that number four guy is. Inoue. Errol Spence is number five. We've seen him fight. Alexander Usyk, six. The guy's 16-0 in the cruiserweight. Triple G, seven. Mikey Garcia, eight. Anthony Joshua, nine. And Juan Francisco Estrada, 10. How about your boy Corey Wilder? What's his name? Deontay Wilder, not even listed, not even mentioned.
How can that be?
How is that possible? Seriously, how is that even possible? FIFA scraps plans for the 48-team World Cup in Qatar in 2022. It'll still be 32.
It's a good idea by them. They've already got enough problems going on with this 2022 World Cup. Why throw a whole new format into the mix? Just smart. The one, finally, a smart move by them involving this World Cup.
Once again, tonight's theme of the night, the homeboy marketing plan of Pharrell to promote Cleveland Pharrell at all costs, all season long for the Raiders. Even though I hate the Raiders, I'm gonna promote him till no end so that all season long, all we hear on the TV every single week is Pharrell. Just homeboy marketing. More Pharrell for everyone. That's what everyone needs, is more of me. Did you see this story again? Kellen Winslow Jr. I always love following his problems. His the second rape accuser was on the stand today in his rape trial. And she, this woman, the second woman, just testified that Kellen Winslow Jr. allegedly threatened to murder her while raping her last year. And this is the second woman to indicate this. The 58-year-old woman, identified as Jane Doe number two in court, alleges that Winslow picked her up in San Diego to take her on a coffee date. Instead of getting coffee, he pulled over on the side of the road in a remote area and allegedly raped her. She claims during the act, he put his hands around her neck and said, "If you scream, I'll choke you to death. I'll murder you."
Have you
quote.
Seen pictures of him in this during this trial?
Yeah.
He looks absolutely nothing like the guy that played in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, nothing. He's got glasses on. They changed his hairstyle. He looks nothing like the guy that was in the NFL.
And he's got the whole suit going and everything because he's facing rape. He's facing
right.
life. Like, he's facing massive time. He faces life in prison. He's convicted. If he's convicted on all the counts, he's got multiple felonies, including kidnapping and forcible rape. He has denied everything. He says he's never done anything wrong in his life. He's a wonderful human being. Jay and Boca.
Hey, yeah, Scotty, three quick things. That shot, the last second shot in your league.
Yeah.
Against Bergen Tropics or whatever.
Right.
That was like the best shot I've ever seen.
It was a great shot.
It looked like Nowitzki and Harden put together. And that was just a fabulous shot.
It was fabulous.
Yeah. The second thing is, they got to do something with this idiot Drake. Okay. Either have a play where you throw it out of bounds and two knees goes into his chin, or you know that's the New York in me.
I like that plan.
Or the refs have to call a technical if he gets on the court or touches the coach or interferes in any way.
I agree. Why have the refs not called a technical for this idiot running around on the sideline and on the court? And I mean, I think it's an issue, but no one else seems to think it's a problem. It's amazing. But 24 hours they've been talking about it, right? That how painful is this guy? So they're not going to do anything about it. You know, it's funny. I'm starting to notice that this guy Silver never does anything about anything. Have you ever noticed? Like, I mean, literally, is anyone picking up on this? He just doesn't do anything ever to the players. He sucks up to the players like no other. There's never any issue with anything. I'm surprised any player ever gets in trouble at all in the NBA with that guy running things. He just lets them do whatever they want, right? Everybody just does whatever they want. You can run on the court, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. He just wants players to be happy, make tons of money. Because he knows the more money they make, the longer he'll have that job. And notice that, I mean, these commissioners, when they get these gigs, they keep them until they're so old they have no hair left. Wait a minute, he already has no hair. Never mind. Ric Flair left the hospital today in good spirits after his latest surgery, the Natch.
Woo!
Woo! He thanked all the doctors at the Gwinnett Medical Center in Atlanta 7 days after his treatment. I don't know what anybody, he was having trouble breathing. And then they finally had an operation with him. He sounds pretty good now. He sounds pretty good right there. They're saying he's doing great now. Congratulations. I hope the Nature Boy lives forever.
Woo!
Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood enters the Oscar race following their Cannes premiere. Did you see your boy Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio hanging out? They're both superstars in this movie. I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. Carver, hi. You're the movie critic. Are you looking forward to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio, a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Sure. If I do see it, it'll be the first new movie I see in like 3 years. So,
Within hours of the premiere, a six-minute standing ovation. It was 91% of Rotten Tomatoes. There you go. Very excited to see that movie. Mafia got excited today. He was telling me in the locker room after our loss tonight that he was going to buy the new Justin Bieber Schmidt's Natural deodorant that he's coming out with, his own deodorant called Here and Now. You'll be able to smell like Justin Bieber from this point forward in your life.
Man, between him and Drake, Toronto's not having a good job deporting things to the U.S. lately.
And what would be my favorite story of the day, the last two anyway, the first one would be Denise Richards says that Charlie Sheen once brought a hooker with him to Thanksgiving dinner. Now that is fantastic. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner, Richards said with a laugh. There you go.
I totally believe that, too. I could see Charlie doing that.
Anyway, she said on a reality show that Sheen initially had his unexpected guest for the Thanksgiving dinner wait in a car in the driveway before telling his former spouse that she was outside, and she said, quote, I'll set a Pharrell in plate, end quote. Sheen would not comment about the accusations. And one last story. It says here that mountains of trash in Los Angeles could cause bubonic plague and a huge outbreak of it.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it.
Here you go. I can't walk down the street without thinking that a flea could jump on me and give me bubonic plague. The garbage attracts rats, and that's a public health risk. Mafia and I love leaving the studio here in New York at night and going near the car, and there's always piles of trash that reek, and then we see rats scurrying onto the street. One night we saw rats crossing the crosswalk at a light in Manhattan in packs of five. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. We'll see you tomorrow night at 10 East right here on CBS Sports Radio. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.